Good morning. Welcome to ASI's Tuesday morning show. And don't be alarmed. It's actually Wednesday morning. This is our special virtual trade show edition. ASI, of course, is having an awesome virtual trade show today. We've got lots of great exhibitors, and you can enter the trade show floor right now. We've got Jake Kralik, marketing guru here this morning. And Jake, tell us, for people who have not attended an ASI virtual trade show, what it's all about and why you definitely want to be there.
The virtual trade show is a great thing to be at today. We're going to have a bunch of different booths. You're going to have suppliers that you're going to get to visit. You're going to use it just like you would a regular trade show. You're going to go around. You're going to check out what products they have. They're going to have a bunch of specials and offers. And you're going to make sure that you type to them, because typing is how you talk in a virtual environment. If you have questions, you can visit the information desk. They'll be able to help you out. There's a full program of education today. There's also catalogs, information, and there's a networking and career building lounge, which eventually Kathy Houston will be in, and she'll be networking with people. It'll
if
be
I
fun
can figure
to see.
Out how to...
Yeah, it's a great place
virtually,
to be.
Virtually everything you can do at a regular trade show, you can
virtually
do here
everything you
today.
Can do.
And the trade show floor is open right now. And the best thing is, you don't have to wear business clothes. You can wear your pajamas. You don't even have to wear clothes if you don't want.
Correct? You don't. You definitely don't. If you're in the office, please wear clothes. But if you're at home, you know, feel free to let
office.
It all hang out.
All right. Now, Jake, tell us how you sign up. And it's super easy, right, to get access to this?
Yeah, it's real easy. You want to visit www.asicentral.com/VTS, and you can go in, log in, register. It takes about 5 seconds to log in and register, and then you can get online, and you'll be able to peruse all the booths that we have here today.
How
and you'll
many
be able to network.
Are exhibiting today at the virtual trade show?
I believe there are 14 suppliers exhibiting.
All right. And you know, now is a great time to attend a show like this, because you know, obviously the regular big shows of the year are over, and right now is prime selling season. A lot of people are looking for holiday gifts, end of year things, awards and recognition programs for employees, and you know, we've got a very diverse list of suppliers. You know, everybody from World Emblem to Marvel Press Promo to Dog Tags by Ego ID, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
So whatever you're in the market for to make the most of this big selling season, you should go in right now. And you can talk and see some new products that
definitely
maybe haven't been rolled out.
Definitely. Make sure you visit all the booths today, because if you visit all the booths, you're going to be entered to qualify to win an iPad today.
Ooh. Ooh. Hey, Jake, you mentioned career building. What does that entail?
Career building entails, you know, you have an opportunity to, I guess it's more of like a networking opportunity than it is really like a career building thing. But, you know, your career is based around your business. And if you're a distributor going in and you're meeting with a supplier, you know, the more suppliers you get to know, the better your relationships you'll form and ultimately get better deals and help your customers more.
I wasn't clear. I know what career building as a term means. I meant like in the virtual trade show. Does it mean like that we have... Are there links to classes that we have online that are available?
Yeah, there's definitely a bunch of education that's going on here, too. I mean, we have a full program of education. I think there's over 40 classes today. They're all based off of our award-winning ASI education and will ultimately help you. You know, the more you educate yourself, the more you're going to grow as not only an employee but a person.
So you can treat the day like a regular show. You're going to network with people, meet suppliers, and take education.
Definitely. You want to make sure you're on.
And this is already started. It goes on until what
time? Goes from 10 to 3 today.
East Coast time.
So make sure you get in. You'll never have to push through lines. It'll be really easy to get onto each booth, and you'll be able to talk to people.
You don't have to lug a suitcase around.
You don't have to lug a suitcase. You can get samples and catalogs sent to you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's quite easy.
Okay.
And you have a virtual briefcase, so you can put stuff into it.
All right, and again, asicentral.com/VTS. That's how you gain access, Jake?
asicentral.com/VTS is how you gain access.
All right.
Yeah.
So, well, we're going to be checking out the show, obviously, during our show. I know, Michelle, you've already been checking out and chatting with some of the exhibitors. What are they saying?
Everybody's really happy. I was trying to chat with one person, and they were talking to a distributor client who's been asking for samples.
Uh-huh.
So everybody seems like they have a lot of activity going on.
Okay, good. Joe Haley?
Yes.
I know you
I'm
love
here.
To go into these and
I do.
Mingle.
I am.
What are you finding out on the virtual trade show
well,
floor?
I'm on the trade
I know
show.
People are streaming in.
Yeah, so on the trade show floor, everyone's very busy right now trying to get the supplier's booth. Just had a conversation with Pam from Heritage Advertising. She kind of burst my little bubble. I said, hey, how's it going? She said, good. I said, do you watch the Joe Show? She said, no.
Aww.
I told her where she could find it, and it's really good. And she said, thanks, okay, she's going to check it out. So
she cool. will.
Kathy. So anyway, I'll be in there. People, as you said, Melinda, people keep streaming onto the floor here. Numbers keep going up, so I'm going to
all right,
check
so you're
in with some
mingle
more people.
And
absolutely.
See what people are on the lookout for today at the ASI Virtual Trade Show. While we're doing that, Jake is going to give us some marketing tips. Jake, you do a lot in the music world, I know, when you're not here at ASI.
I do.
And I think that you've gleaned some really cool marketing ideas from bands that you've seen.
I have. You know, it's interesting. Bands are constantly reinventing how they connect with their fans and how they pull in new fans. Some of the best tips that I've seen, at least over recent years, are they make lists of super fans. And a super fan is someone who comes out to see them more than once. As soon as you hit that point, you become a super fan. And what they do is they email fans special offers, offers to links to new music that no one else can hear, pre-sale for tickets. They give them offers that really enable them to feel like they're a special fan and that they're appreciated. The next thing they do is since bands make more money these days from touring, is they sell limited edition products at each of the shows. So this pulls people out to the shows. It gives you a reason not only the music to come out, but if you want a vinyl album from someone that is, you know, there's only 500 of them printed, you want to get out and see them live. The last thing that they're doing too, and I see this a lot more, this is happening and it's a big trend, every single band is utilizing video in some way or another, and more of them are shooting tour videos. They're showing what's happening in the tour van, the tour bus, behind the scenes, in the hotels, and it's giving a really interesting view of what life is like on the road, and it makes you, not only as a fan, you feel like you get to know them a little bit better, but you're seeing like intimate details of people that you adore, people that you you know really worship. They're all really cool marketing ideas, and if you spin those things, you can show behind the scenes in your company to people. You could sell or offer like a limited edition product if you were a supplier, or if you're a distributor, you could give your best customers a limited edition product that was special for them. Or everyone should make a list of their super customers, and they should be connecting with them in a different way than they do with normal customers.
I think those are all really great tips. I know we've seen some suppliers and distributors do some cool things with video. Michelle, I know some of your favorites in the supplier world have done some videos that kind of just show off their personality a little bit. Any that you would recommend or any favorites that you've seen? I know that
Get
Sweeta,
Thyself to Sweeta. The
I knew you were
going
to say that.
Are so funny. You know, a lot of people are using videos right now, and I think the best ones are the ones that use that are not only informative but really funny. And famously, Sweeta did one based on, what was it, that song that
I'm Sexy and I Know It?
I'm Sexy and I Know It. Scott Pearson, who's the VP of Business Development, does a dance
really?
In like Lycra leopard pants.
Yeah, that was funny.
Wow.
Hilarious.
I mean, anyone who's willing to kind of embarrass themselves like
that
and showcase their personality, it's going to, I mean, people are going to
It got a lot of views.
It got a ton of views. It got huge buzz. They sent it to the Ellen DeGeneres show. I don't know if she ever showed it, but like it definitely got a lot of people talking.
That's
cool. For them.
Yeah, those are some good ideas. You know, I'm a big fan of The Killers, Jake. As you
I know you are.
And I'm
you are a super fan, I would
am.
Say.
I'm in their it's called The Victims is their fan club.
But
I just got an offer. They're just starting a tour, and I'm getting all these offers to buy tickets and do things before
the general public
and little things like that. And, you know, it makes me want to go to the events. It's very
Will you,
cool.
Did you buy tickets yet?
Well, right now they're touring mainly in the UK and Australia. However, I see they're coming to the Bronx just randomly one night. And so I'll definitely try to go.
That's cool.
Jake, do you see bands using more unusual promotional products or just the same like T-shirts and stuff like that?
I mean, this is a PG show, so some of the stuff that I've seen has been unusual, but it's a little bit risque.
Gotcha.
Revolving around alcohol or drug culture, where a lot of the bands were passing out rolling papers or passing out shot glasses. A lot of T-shirts are done, but it's not normal to do a T-shirt when they're hiring an artist that's really like well-known. Or at least well-known within, like, a graffiti circle or within a special circle. They're hiring really talented artists to do their T-shirts. So they're a little unusual in what they're putting on there.
I like the idea of industry companies doing a select product or like a commemorative product and giving it to their best
like
clients.
A collectible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's great. Well, I know some around the holidays will do a very special self-promotion that's really unique that people look for year after year, their best clients.
I get one every year from Todd Singleton, who is a distributor out of California. He does pencil sketches every year where he travels throughout the year. Does sketches and makes a calendar and gives it to his best clients.
And I bet you're always waiting to get that.
I do. He sends me a couple, and I think I gave each of you one last year. Yeah. And there's a supplier every year who gives out a different ornament, which I think is neat. Yeah,
well, I get there is one very unique one band that I go see bakes cookies at all their shows, and they give us cookies.
Really?
What band?
Are they special cookies?
No,
they're
not.
What do they taste like?
They're not special cookies. Marco Benevento cooks. Bakes cookies and gives them to his fans right before he plays in the front row.
Who's the band?
Yeah, Marco Benevento.
It's funny. I'm trying to remember now. I saw some special about some band that had a cookout in their trailer right before some concerts.
Yeah. Well, the Meters do that a lot, too. If you were familiar with the Funky Meters from New Orleans, they've done some big cookouts.
Yeah.
A lot of the New Orleans bands are famous for doing cookouts before their shows.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
All right, Kathy, I see you're typing away. You're attending the ASI virtual trade show. What area are you in right now?
I'm in the lounge where I always am.
Lounge.
Where I can always be found.
Lucky
in the lounge.
Kathy.
What are people talking about?
Well, they're just looking for various things. One guy in particular, Fred from Star Promos, he's looking for any new and interesting pens available. So first, Fred, I would like to mention that Counselor is having an upcoming issue on writing instruments.
October writing instruments issue.
And I think there's a supplier that's exhibiting at today's virtual trade show that is the maker of the floating pen. So I don't know. I guess it's like...
It floats.
I guess.
Is that,
drop it.
It's the one that like balances on something.
Yeah,
I think it has to do with magnetism.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
I think
cool.
That's it.
Oh.
So that's a really cool executive gift for the holidays too.
Absolutely.
So I would definitely find which supplier that is. I can't remember the name.
And, you know, since we're talking about the holidays, I mean, I know we remind people this every year, but now is almost too late to start, you know, pushing your clients for holiday gifts. I mean, summer is great, but September certainly is the best time. You don't want your clients to be waiting until October or even
That's
November
right.
to buy gifts, and a
and
lot
Advantages,
of them do.
Advantages has a mid-September gift guide coming out soon, too, so look for that in your mailbox and also online at advantagesmag.com.
And if you don't remind them now, it might get to November and December where they're going to send someone to a mall to a Things Remembered or something else
with
to buy
no
those gifts.
Personalization
That's
or
absolutely
anything
right.
like that. Yeah, that's important. Kath, what are some of your favorite gift items that are in this year's mid-September gift guide?
I can't really remember because there's so many of them. But we do have a section. I think this is great because a lot of people are budget conscious these days, clients, and we do have a section $5 and under.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really like awesome gifts.
Right. Yeah, you know, that's good.
With high perceived value. So look for those too.
I say if nothing else, get at least that personalized greeting card.
Yeah,
and actually
right.
use an ink pen to sign
mm-hmm.
it.
And you know what? Everybody, we also have calendars and planners in there, and those are relatively inexpensive, but they get a lot of bang for your buck because people are looking at them all year round.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, be sure to check out that gift guide. We are going to pause right now for a message from today's show sponsor, ASI Computers. And when we come back, Michelle is going to tell us why you should always tell people the truth. Wow, that should be interesting.
And she does.
To manage your entire business, ASI SmartBooks. With this single piece of software, you can source products, process orders, create purchase orders, track orders, calculate costs and commissions, perform accounting tasks, and create custom reports. Streamline the way you do business. Choose ASI SmartBooks. Call 800-544-1274. Or visit asicom.com to get started today. Get ASI SmartBooks.
All right, we are back with ASI's radio show special virtual trade show edition. Everybody's milling around on the trade show floor talking to great suppliers about great products to use for upcoming promotions. We're going to take a break from that, though, and talk to Michelle. Michelle, this is a topic that is interesting, and in fact, we're going to talk about it a lot at the ASI Power Summit coming up in November. But the topic is why you should always tell employees the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that important?
Well, here's a scenario for you guys. So a CEO of a company is in charge. He's got a team in charge of a product rollout, and the product rollout isn't going so well, let's say. Should the CEO share what's wrong, the problems that are ongoing with the employees, or should he follow advice being given to him by other members of the senior management team and saying, no, no, let's not tell them because they'll tell other people and will be perceived as weak? This scenario actually happened. A CEO wrote a column in a newspaper recently. What would you guys say?
Tell the employees what's going on.
Absolutely. I agree with Melinda.
Yet the prevailing school of thought that this guy got, he said tons of advice of people telling him, no, no, don't do that because it'll make people nervous. It'll make employees nervous and it will scare them. And, you know, it'll perpetuate.
But then it'll be worse if it fails, right?
Well, and also, you know, our competitors
may find
out. Plus,
employees, if they have a stake in helping, maybe they can help turn. But
and that is what the CEO learned. He decided to ignore the advice of the other senior management, including the company's in-house attorney, who apparently was having kittens, that this guy decided to be honest with the employees, pulled the employees into a meeting, told them exactly what was going on, that there were some bumps in the road with the product rollout. And you know what the employees did? They did not freak out. They rallied. They rallied, and they wanted to know how they could help. They put in longer hours. They wanted to make sure because, you know, employees do have a vested interest. They want to see a company succeed. And this whole thing reminded me, yet again, I know we talked about it, of what Mitch Munger said from Sunrise Identity at PPAI's leadership conference. And he certainly is a perennial member of the Counselor Best Places to Work. And he said his company really kind of, he took it to the next level when he decided to share financial information with his employees. And, you know, people were surprised that he said that. And somebody questioned him about what kind of financial information. And he's not sharing salaries of employees. He's sharing, you know, is the company profitable? How profitable are they? Are they having a bad month? Are they having a good month? And he said, you know, he's banking on literally the fact that employees want to see their colleagues and the company do well. And he's been proven right.
Sure. Yeah. And there's a lot of things employees can do to help. And also, I don't think anyone wants to be surprised, especially with bad information. I mean, even, you know, in a recession, say, you know that you're not going to probably be able to give employees raises. And you know this 6 months in advance. Don't spring it on them the day when raises are supposed to come out. You know, prepare them. Look, we may not be able to do that this year. Here's how you can help us. So maybe we can give a partial raise or we can do something later down the year. And then employees will rally around it, I think.
And I think, you know, to admit mistakes humanizes a company. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as long as you admit them, I remember Bonnie Sandy from Dard telling me years ago that, you know, she admits to her clients, listen, we made a mistake, but here are three ways I'm going to correct it. You pick which one will work for you. She always comes in with options when the company makes mistakes. I think it's okay to admit when a company's having problems.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Good. Very smart advice. Well, we're going to check back in with the ASI virtual trade show that is running all day long today. Joe, where are you on the trade show floor right now?
Still on the exhibit floor. I just had a nice conversation with Shelley from Direct Results. She really likes the idea of the virtual trade show. She's under deadline right now with a big promotion for a client, but she likes the idea that she can get in here, do some quick searches, and get back out without having to leave the office. Also talk with Tammy at Instaprints. They're brand new to ASI. This is their first virtual trade show. They're loving everything about it. They're checking out the exhibitors. They're going to be checking out education later on today. And they're really excited about not only the virtual trade show, but also being a member of ASI.
That's fantastic. And again, you know, there are no more big trade shows the rest of the year. So what a great opportunity to go in and see some products that you wouldn't see otherwise.
Absolutely.
All right. Kathy Houston, you're a happy gal.
Yeah. I am.
Doesn't she sound?
We know this, of course. Joe and I certainly know this from going on the Best Place to Work Counselor Road Tour recently, but you are going to tell us why happy employees equal a healthy company. Why is that?
Well, I mean, it just makes sense, right?
Duh.
And this here's a study. It was based on a hospital and its employees, and there's findings were that happier employees equal a healthier organization. It was called The Value of Achieving Organizational Health. The study results found that higher levels of patient satisfaction equal better patient experiences, and patients with higher levels of satisfaction are more likely to recommend the hospital to other potential patients, and word of mouth more than any other source of marketing promotion is a primary driver in patient care experience. So, but all this patient satisfaction was a result of employee satisfaction. Individual employee recognition at the hospital was identified as the key contributor to employee satisfaction, and thereby happier employees are obviously going to give the patients better service too.
Sure.
I mean,
in our world, you're going to treat your happy distributors, distributor salespeople are going to treat their customers well. Mm-hmm. Customer service people are going to treat their customers well if they're happy at work.
That's right. And you just always have to keep your employees engaged. Whether it's like, as Michelle was just saying, if there's something, you know, the company made a mistake, let the employees know what's going on. Mm-hmm. If you can't give them raises that you're let them know well in advance, this is why, but this is how we're going to, you know, this is what we're going to do for you instead mm-hmm. this year, things like that.
Can I just share a little story? So yesterday I was online ordering a gift from Swarovski.com, right, the high-end crystal company. And their
for
website.
My birthday has already passed.
Their website is a nightmare. A nightmare from
really?
Start to finish.
Wow.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk to somebody live. So also to find the 800 number just to talk to someone on their site is a nightmare. So I finally found the number. And I started off by saying to the woman, by the way, your site's a nightmare. And she goes, I know, isn't it?
Wow.
And she said,
wow.
We all know. She said, we've heard it before. She said, we're really talking to management. And she said, you know what I'm going to do? She goes, I'm going to give you 20% off right on the spot. Now,
she's a
how
hero.
Smart was she?
She's a hero.
She didn't ask anybody. She just did it. So she's been empowered to do it.
And she didn't just ignore your
– She didn't.
Or make an excuse.
The way that she handled it was kind of unconventional to say, God, I know. Isn't it awful?
But that mm-hmm. probably made you feel great.
It did. So she completely turned around what I was ready to just, you know –
Be you.
Let loose and
yes.
be the bee
that I can be. But she completely diffused me.
Like a bumblebee?
Yeah. Wow. Bzz. All right. Well, that's a good example. Kathy, you know, you talked about being honest with employees and all these important business things. How about just having fun in the workplace, you know, to make people happy?
Well,
I know it's something that we've talked about many times, but I really think that that's important.
Well, you're all about that. I mean, we do fun things like foosball tournaments and
came in
and how about the whole company? I don't know if you guys know about this. And I know Joe knows because he's involved. It's holding an Oktoberfest next month in October.
Really?
And there's going to be a beer garden.
I didn't know
and
that.
There's going to be Punkin' Chunkin', which I know
yes.
that Jake is going to participate
I
in.
I love Punkin' Chunkin'.
Yes. And for Michelle,
I went down
there
to
will
Delaware
be a musical hay bale game.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Musical hay bale game?
Yes. And as silly as that might sound, whenever the company has these events, I mean,
they
you've
do.
All
people
been there.
Love them.
People love them. And,
yeah,
you know, you go outside on a nice day in the afternoon and have a beer and hang
fun.
Out with each other. And
I'll
whether,
do that.
Whether Michelle will participate in the musical hill builds or now.
What is it called? Pumpkin
Chunkin? Pumpkin Chunkin.
It's actually a famous thing.
Oh, you
got to
watch it. You got to watch it.
You shoot pumpkins.
There's a show on, like, TLC about this. It's
oh, my God. Yeah. It's like the land
people
of honey boo-boo.
People spend, like, a year building these ginormous catapults. It's usually,
honey,
like, farmer types that will, you know,
they do it in Delaware.
It's in
pumpkin,
Delaware. It's,
like,
it's a national contest.
Yeah. It's a big
go
deal.
Go online. Look it up.
Okay. I'm chunking a pumpkin right at you, Joe.
They shoot pumpkins like a mile.
They shoot them about
it's crazy.
A
and
mile.
I learned more than I ever thought I would know about this yesterday because we had a meeting about the Oktoberfest.
Yes,
and Dan
no
Tiana,
one
of our distributor services executives, had done some research, and he assured us, for instance, that green pumpkins go further than orange.
Smart.
Yeah, all kinds of fun
stuff. Right.
And he said pumpkins can lose weight overnight. So
yes.
And 4 pound
we're full
pumpkins
of
are the
useless
best of
pumpkin
chunk.
Information. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of pumpkin research going on at ASI.
Yeah, if I were you, I would start doing your research now. But anyway, I think we all agree that happy employees equal a healthy company.
They do.
All right. Jake Kralik, we're going to bug you again with a marketing question. Cloud computing, it's something that's been talked about heavily in the past couple of years. But it turns out that a lot of Americans are still clueless and are unable to explain what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of surprised me. I didn't realize that.
But you're in the know. You're a techie guy.
I'm not that techie.
Tell them what most people think it is.
Most a majority of Americans think that the cloud is an actual cloud, a fluffy white thing in the sky.
That would be a cumulus.
Yeah.
The fluffy one.
The
cirrus or the
but
fluffy ones.
The,
oh my God.
The good news is, though, there
well,
is.
Give us the definition for people
well, the
who
cloud,
don't know.
The cloud is just online storage. It's just a place that you house whatever you want to house up there, whether it be a Word document or a photo. Like Facebook is the cloud.
That other
which
people
I think
could access.
That other people can access, but not only other people, but you and other people.
Right.
Everyone has access.
So it's a storage place where people can share information.
It's a shared storage locker in cyberspace.
So some people don't know the term, but they actually participate in
cloud
computing.
Exactly. And cloud computing, you know, the good news is that even though people don't recognize the idea of the cloud as being something that is not just a weather phenomenon, but something in technology, they do believe that it will benefit and help catalyst small business growth, which I totally agree. And it's going, it already has helped small business growth over the last 7 to 10 years
now. Who made up the name, the cloud?
Al Gore. I don't know. I'm only kidding. I don't know who named. That's a great question.
We have to Google that.
We may have to Google that. That's
along
a good
with pumpkin
fact.
Dunkin'
or if you if you're listening and want to call in, you know who named the cloud. Call us.
215-953-4979.
Or if you're the person that named the cloud.
And if you call us, we'll give you ASI finger radio puppets. Finger puppets. Isn't that
That's
exciting?
Awesome. I want an ASI radio finger puppet. Yeah. So I can put my finger.
Okay, moving right on.
Okay. We've now gone
Joe
through.
Haley.
Yes.
This Melinda. Is an interesting thing.
Yes.
Are there words that you can use and say in the workplace that are going to guarantee failure? Yes,
yes.
Or no?
Yes.
Epic. What are those words?
There's five of them.
We have to make sure we don't.
Should we guess? Of them.
Good. Guess one.
Epic
guess.
Fail.
Can't.
Win-win.
Can't. No.
No.
Won't.
No.
Pluses and deltas.
No.
Is that
review time?
I don't know. What are they?
One of them is the words enemy.
What?
Enemy, yes. You really don't have enemies.
Oh, like referring
in
to a competitor.
A competitor
as an
is
enemy?
An enemy. You know, they're my enemy. And it's like, no, enemy is someone you kill in war. So competitors are actually necessary to your business because, you know, your competitors will make you stronger.
They
so
will make you stronger.
You want to try to just kind of get that out of your vocabulary. So, Jake, if you have any enemies in the workplace, make them frenemies.
Okay? I now have frenemies.
Okay. You want another one? What's another one?
No.
Yeah, can't, no,
no. Nope.
Won't.
Nope. Hate.
Hate.
Hate is a
hate.
Strong word.
Like,
it
I is hate a very this strong. Project.
I hate this project. I hate my boss. I hate my coworkers.
Wow.
I hate
say
this
that
client.
Like every day.
Every day.
This article says, hate is a sick word and it creates sickness in your body. Every time you use that word, you might as well be sticking a cancer cell in
oh
your
my God.
Body.
Smoke pot much? We're patchouli much.
Wow.
Michelle hates this.
You don't
article.
Have to be. You don't have to be all lovey-dovey about everything, Michelle.
But don't use the
well,
word.
Well, that's very strong negative yeah. word.
That's a it bad is. Word.
Okay.
You might as well put hate next to another four-letter word.
Ooh. Jake.
That's right.
What else?
Okay, I'll give you one more. But.
But.
I like this idea, but we're not going to do it because we
exactly,
don't have
exactly. Because all it does, it puts the negative
oh,
light
it's like
on
can't,
something.
Only but,
yeah, it's like.
I really like this, but.
But we're not going to do it.
Okay, so they say that the thing you should do is replace the word but with and. I really like this, and this
we're
is how I
need
think
more
we can
research
improve
before
it.
Before
oh, that's a good
then.
Tip. I'm going to start doing
I like that.
That. Yeah. I like that too.
So in other words, don't automatically Kumbaya. Put that. You know, like no, we're not going to do this. I hate this.
But.
You're my enemy. We're never going to do this, Kathy.
Don't give us the other two words.
Okay, the other two words. Luck. Luck.
With a little luck, we might make budget this year.
Yes, right.
Yeah, that's.
If I had more luck, I would have landed that big client. Luck has nothing
right.
to do with
right.
it. It's all
I'm not,
hard
like,
work.
I didn't get that promotion. It's bad luck.
Yeah.
Right.
Why okay. do I have bad luck?
Yeah, that's like
wah,
a.
Wah,
if I didn't, my husband's friend always says, if I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have luck at all.
Right. Did he yeah. see that on the back wah, of a bumper sticker?
Oh, he
right.
sounds like a sad sack.
He is.
Yeah.
He
okay.
is.
Steve Chicken
there's one more word. It
What's
begins
word?
With an R.
Randy.
No.
Roger.
Racy.
No. Racy.
Risk. Risk.
No.
What?
Rejection.
What about it?
Wouldn't it be nice if people always said yes to your ideas? Well, sometimes people aren't going to like your ideas, or even you personally, for that matter. You can pathologize.
What?
Why are you pointing to me? Pathologize?
You can pathologize
you to me to
such
pronounce the word for him.
By thinking of them as rejection. Or you can understand that what really happened was that the other person's desires didn't match yours. So
see,
don't...
this is what happens when we have virtual Bloody Marys in our virtual lounge.
I wish we did. So those are the words.
Say it. Say no. Pathologize.
Pathologize.
Okay.
Say apothecary.
Apothecary.
All right, we are going to put
enemy, rejection, hate, but.
We are going to put these words online at asicentral.com/radio so you can review them and, you know,
not
you
use
stop
them.
Using that.
All right, we are wrapping up this special ASI Radio Virtual Trade Show edition. Again, Jake, for people who have not gone into the show yet. How do they get on? It's so easy.
So easy. Visit www.asicentral.com/VTS.
And you can get on in seconds.
You can
seconds.
Get on in seconds.
Visit
oh.
with great suppliers.
Eskison has that floating pen, just so you know.
Oh, good.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Thank you, Jake.
No problem.
Find a floating pen.
Find a floating
meet
pen.
New friends,
meet new
get
friends.
Get education.
Get education.
And find some great new
also,
products.
Also, learn maybe. About the upcoming trade shows and the keynotes. The keynotes are sitting right on the lobby.
Big banners.
Yeah.
Yeah, big banners.
Ooh, I like the guy on the left.
Who is
Ben
that?
Stein?
No. Well, you have
oh, the
to,
guy on the
you'll
left?
Have to go on to see.
Oh. No.
Don't give it away. All right. So check it out. ASICentral.com. /VTS, and that will be going on until
3 o'clock today.
3 o'clock today.
3 o'clock Eastern time.
Put it on your list. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week at our regular time on Tuesday mornings, 10:30 Eastern Standard. Sorry. Have a great day.